You're listening to a feed of the Bugcast. This is the first of a series of shotcasts for National Podcast Posting Month. And this is, but only just, November the 1st. Well, welcome along, folks. This is the first of a number of podcasts I intend to put out this month. In fact, it is November the 1st, it's Monday, and as I said, it is just creeping in before midnight. So I'm going to try and make sure I get this posted before the stroke of midnight, because then it still qualifies as the 1st. What's all this about? Right, National Podcast Posting Month, or NAPOD POMO as it's otherwise known. Oh, here comes Caroline to interrupt me. It's like going back to the past, isn't it, sweetheart? Where I do the show and she comes along to distract me. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Is that it? Oh, you can go now.
Yes, I'm going to do some NaNoWriMo.
Exactly. That's kind of where I was going with this. I'm doing the
pinch some of David.
I'm doing the NAPOD POMO for the podcasting side of it, and Caroline is doing a novel for NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month.
Writhing month.
Yes. So Caroline has got a plan in place for her her novel.
3.5-page plan.
Hmm.
About 60-odd points. And it's going to be called Full Circle.
Fantastic.
I'll leave it at that.
But for regular listeners of the Bugcast, you'll notice that Caroline isn't actually joining for this particular show. And what we've done is we've decided that because podcasting is where I started and writing is where Caroline started, that we're going to make this November project month what we're good at. I can't write for toffee, all right? So I'm not going to bother with the writing stuff. So Caroline's doing the writing. So she's decided that she's going to let me have the podcasting project for November. But that's not to say that she's not going to come along and join us at least once a week, possibly more. If nothing else, just to give us an update of where she's going with her writing project, which I think is going to be really, really good. So, as I said, this is the first of 30 shows we're going to be doing for this month. The normal Bugcast show will be going ahead as normal. And for those of you that are listening on the Bugcast stream, this is the last one you'll get. If you want to listen to the NAPOD POMO series of little mini podcasts or shotcasts, you will need to subscribe to this feed specifically. If you head along to thebugcast.org /category/extra, that is where you will see the posts for it. And the feed is thebugcast.org/category/extra/feed. And you can put that into your iTunes or your favourite podcatcher of any kind and make sure you'll get all the NAPOD POMO series of podcasts. So what are we going to be doing on this? I haven't decided yet. It's going to evolve as we go along. One thing I do want to do, and one of the main purposes of NAPOD POMO, is promote podcasting. If there are those of you that haven't listened to a podcast before, listen to this and thinking, what the hell is this? Well, over the next couple of days, I will explain more about podcasting, what it is, and more importantly, why I've decided to do it. And that's really where the other purpose of NAPOD POMO comes in, and that is the promotion of podcasts. So there's podcasting, i.e. those that do it, and podcasts, i.e. those you can listen to. And every day I'm going to try and promote a new podcast, or should I say a different podcast, to give you guys that are listening an idea of what kind of thing that we're talking about. And today I want to promote The Dumbed Down Life. For those that don't know, The Dumbed Down Life were a critical part of the reason why I started podcasting in the first place back in March of 2008. Now, they're a very important group of guys for me. As I said, they were the guys that got me started in the first place. Not just that, but they are also embarking on NAPOD Pomo this month as well, which I think is fantastic. So dumbdownlife.com is the website. Episode number 73 was released today, a little bit earlier than mine was, which is the first of the NAPOD Pomo for November. Now, they're going to try really hard and make sure they do one show every day for the whole of November, which I do appreciate for them. It's a little bit of a challenge because they've actually struggled to do, well, one podcast a month for the last couple of years, bless them. So yeah, head over there, listen to one of their shows and give them a bit of encouragement, give them a reason to keep doing it, because they're a wonderful bunch of people. dumbdownlife.com. Also, every day, what I'm going to be doing is playing a track, a piece of music, a bit of Podsafe music. It'll either be specified as Podsafe, it'll be Creative Commons, or I would have had explicit permission from the artist to play it. The track I want to play today is by Matt Stevens, and the track is called 819. Now, for those of you that have heard this track already, you'll know how much I've been raving about it, and about Matt Stevens in general. The way he puts his tracks together, it's just him and a guitar, although on this track he's also got a bass player and a drummer as well. But all the guitar pieces you can hear are all him, and he records it all live. And the way he does it is something called live looping, where you'll play the first part of the track, and then, I don't know, he presses a button on a pedal or something, and it goes back and plays back exactly what you've just played, so you can play over the top of it. And then you can repeat that and repeat that until you have such a deep and full ensemble of music. It's really, really good to listen to. So we're going to play this now, and I'll talk to you in a second. This is Matt Stevens, 819. Thank you. try and tell me that wasn't the most awesome piece of music you've ever heard. Awesome, fantastic stuff. Matt Stevens there with 819. If you want to find out more about Matt Stevens, he has a website at mattstevensguitar.com. That's MATTSTEVENS guitar.com. You can also buy a physical copy of, or pay what you want for a digital download of, the album of which that track came from, which is called Ghost. You can also see his previous release called Echoes on there as well. The website for that, mattstevens.bandcamp.com. What's this? Went through a stage of using bedding music. That's kind of music that sits in the back of you talking, so that if there are any sort of unpleasant silences, you have something else you can listen to. The song today is by Secret Archives of the Vatican. The track is called Machine Against the Raj. You can find out more about the Secret Archives of the Vatican at brokendrumrecords.com. They've got some awesome stuff over there. Do go over there and have a check them out. Right, I think that's probably about it. We've been waffling on now for approximately 14 minutes. So I think we'll probably end it there. So if you've got any feedback you want to make on this episode of the Napod Pomo, November the 1st, then please do drop us an email at feedback@thebugcast.org and let us know what you think. If this is the first time you've ever listened to a podcast, definitely write to me and let me know what you think. And if you want me to recommend any podcasts, if you are a podcaster and you want to be recommended, drop me a line, let me know. So that's all for tonight. Well, actually, it's not, because I'm about to record tomorrow's episode right away. But you don't know that, do you? So, yes, that's about it for now. And catch you tomorrow. See ya.